Welcome to the Synergy Life Podcast. Our purpose is to help multiply the positive experiences of your life in all areas. Dr. Janowitz, best-selling author of The Synergy Health Solution, is the creator of the Synergy Success Cycle, a framework that helps uncover what makes top achievers successful in areas of their life. We interview amazing people who are excelling in life and help our listeners gain valuable insights so they can apply them to achieve their best life possible.
Chapter 19, Q4 Process, the work in your health. You've just listened to Dr. Janowitz and I talking about the work on your health. Now we're going to talk about the work in your health. Dr. Janowitz, you talk about human beings becoming human doings. What does this mean?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times people are just doing things unconsciously. They're doing things without intention, right? And they're just going through life, going through the actions, not really saying, hey, how's this working for me and all this. And, you know, we were just talking at the last break that the people who are attracted to this type of content are entrepreneurs, are the achievers, are the people looking to constantly update their game, right? And so a lot of us can get really caught in that motion of doing. And that's why this section here is at the tail end, the work in your health, because now this is about doing the things. So the first portion is really the first two sections about power and purpose is about, you know, being the best you. It's about working on yourself. And I think the common theme about any of these personal developments is that as you improve who you are and how you show up, that's when the results show up. But the results show up after you've really defined who you want to be, who you want to become, and that's when you're a human being. But then a lot of people can get stuck in that aspect as well, and then they have that knowledge, but then you got to start doing it. You know, I mean, Nike made a fortune by just saying, just do it, right? Because people can also get paralyzed. And so now we also have to be human beings with intention, but we have to be human doings by actually getting stuff done, because that's when you start to get the results.
Right.
Yeah.
Get it done.
You got it.
It can be done.
Yes.
So you go on to talk about this concept, and you title it Start, Stop, and Keep.
Yes.
What type of actions fall under these categories?
Yes. So, you know, I took this from whenever we do our own trainings within our own office. I mean, every system can be improved. How you deliver care, say in a chiropractic practice, or how you take care of yourself, right? Or how you manage being a great spouse or a parent. And so it's important on at least a quarterly basis to where you have a quarterly meeting about your own health. And you can look at those areas. And we look at areas of your biochemistry. We look at areas of your physical and structural support. Look at areas of your emotional support. And you could even look at your spirituality as well. And so when you look at those are the different elements, mind, body, and spirit of your health, you could start to say, hey, what are the activities that I need to start doing? Like, what is it that I'm not doing at all that needs to be a definite start that I commit to? So you start looking at those areas, but the best way to do it is to put it in those categories and think about it. We'll put that hat on. Biochemically, what do I need to start doing? Do I need to start taking supplements? What supplements do I need to take? Do I need to start drinking more water or whatever those areas are? So that's your start category. The next one is, what do I need to stop doing? As much importance as is to start doing things, one of the key things is to stop doing things too. Like, maybe I need to stop binge watching Netflix at night and maybe get to bed early, right?
That's a tough one.
A tough one. And that's why it turns on and like the next episode occurs before you can find the remote, you know?
Right.
They know this, and that's the game, right? But what do I need to stop doing? And that's when you start relying on your standards. Like, okay, this is what I used to do based upon that's this old standard. But if I have a new standard and if I was to live a life according to my new standard of living, what are definite stops in my life? And you look again through the biochemical aspect, the biochemistry, nutrition, medication. Maybe you're taking a medicine that you want to stop taking. You want to do that with the doctor that prescribed that medication. Don't just take yourself off of that medication, But you need to then have a plan to have a conversation with that provider that puts you on that medication. Say, look, I have a goal of this year or this quarter or the next 90 days or 60 days or a year to get off of that. Well, you want to, that needs to be your intention. So what I need to stop doing, what I need to stop doing in my relationships or stop doing in my structural aspect, maybe I'm sitting in front of a computer and not taking breaks. I need to stop that process and start taking breaks. What are the things that I have to stop doing? Really important, start and stop. And then the other part is that you got to recognize what are the areas that I need to keep doing? Like, what am I doing that maybe I need to do more consistently? We talked about consistency. What do I maybe have to plan for appropriately? But what are the things that are working well that I have to ensure that they continue to work well and that I'm consciously aware of their importance in my schedule and in my life to keep me healthy? So it's just such, I love simplicity. Mm-hmm. You know, as I get older, there's just a power of simplicity. So if you just have this as a quarterly meeting and then maybe a monthly reflection or a weekly reflection in your journal and say, hey, what's working well? What do I need to keep doing? You know, what did I do this week that I really need to focus on stop doing or remind myself, and what really needs to start? And that's how you can break up the working in your health. And then you go back to the prior section on now working on my health. Where do I need to schedule that? How do I get that done in my life? How do I leverage it or get the momentum or get the people in place to be able to get that done? But you break it down with this simple concept of start, stop, and keep.
Okay, so let's simplify this even a little more. Do we start, stop, and keep all those things at the same time, or should we focus on one of these categories at once?
Great question. So everybody's different. The thing is that when we talk about working on your health, I mean, I think that it's important that you find and you schedule perhaps, you know, a couple hours where you can find a place that inspires you, that gives you a sense of peace. If it's going to a park, if it's going on a vacation, if it's going to a restaurant, but somewhere where you can have the time to do that. And it's very hard for people with busy lives. I mean, children, jobs, all the things that we have, but it's very important that you schedule a meeting with yourself. And personally, I would try to do bang them all out in that meeting.
But you are the exception.
I can't be. So you got to find out what works for you. But I say that you have to schedule a time. And maybe you schedule it as three meetings, right? Look at the biochemistry. Look at the emotional and spiritual. And then look at the physical. And maybe look at those and separate those, right? Or have, you know, a coach help you, a life coach or a friend that can really ask you the questions. But I think you need that quiet time and that reflection time to really do. You know, in our office, every 12 visits, we do a reevaluation to see how it's going and to recalibrate. Well, we need to plan those recalibration times, but part of that recalibration time is to see what you've done, to celebrate what you've done, to understand more about you, right? And then start to see what you need to start, stop, and keep, and either set up as three kind of meetings, at least on a monthly basis, with yourself or someone that can guide you, or one longer meeting that you can get it all done.
It sounds like this can be tied into to their goal setting, is that right?
It really can, and that should be part of your goals. So when you do that quarterly meeting, I mean, you know, it's interesting, you're starting to see books about that, like running like these high level executives that are saying, hey, I've run my organization this way, but maybe my family life is like taking the back seat. But now what they're doing, and this is what we're doing too, is we're incorporating very successful business principles and applying them towards people's health and towards their life. And it's a beautiful thing because a business is very kind of like a controllable environment, right? And so we want to be able to take control of our health and have intention behind it, right? And see the return. So I see a lot of similarities there.
Well, this sounds like it can be a fun activity. Do you remember the game Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3?
No.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sure a lot of you do.
that's what
this reminds me of. So stop or start, stop, and keep.
I love it. Let's do it.